Okay, so we're on the car park. Would you be looking for anything here? Or is this not sort of part of your...
I'm not actually on this area today. Right. But what you would do is, you can never walk past the conservation, whether it's on your beat or not.
A bit like a policeman then. If there's offence being committed, no matter where it is, you would feel obliged to do something about it, yeah?
Yeah, you can't be seen to be... To be picky and say, well, it's not my area, so park where you like.
Tell the truth, then. Do you ever let anyone off? Little old woman or whatever. Someone's got a bit of a sob story. Are you ever swayed?
It's there's no scope for actually doing that. There is if they return to the vehicle before the ticket is issued. Then fair enough, they can drive away.
So is there no leeway?
The leeway is given on the observation periods. If it was left to each own traffic warden, civil enforcement officer discretion, you end up with inconsistencies. People coming back saying, well, the other fella let me off yesterday, why don't you let me off today? It causes aggravation.
Anyone ever trying to bribe? Did anyone getting the old blue and brown notes out, waving them under your nose?
No, occasionally you'll...
We're not going to reveal your number, we're not going to report
occasionally,
you.
Occasionally people will try and actually pay you for the ticket, rather than... go through the process of paying it themselves. They'll be a bit perturbed that you won't take the money. Which
are you not allowed to do that?
No. They have to go through the proper process with. You can pay with your cards.
So hand on heart, you've never had anybody actually say to you, "Yeah, if I bung you that, just forget about writing that ticket out."
I can honestly say, in 3.5 years, no one has.
Dean Sullivan, working with you. City Talk 105.9.
It's Dino's work experience. I'm out and about, being a traffic warden for the day. We're just halfway through the process of issuing a ticket. Andy, you've put in the registration number, you've put in the offence code on your little handheld machine here. What's
That's
next?
Right. I've selected the colour, I've selected colour. The vehicle make, which in this case, as you said, is a Mercedes.
Right.
I follow through.
All touch type.
Yeah, enter the location, which is Oliver Street. Car park 3.
Yeah.
And then I have to put the road fund license, which is the tax disc, the expiry date, which is
0109. That's it.
And then I put the vehicle register, RFL in, which is the numbers that run across the top.
RFL?
It's a road fund license.
Okay.
It just identifies who the registered owner of the vehicle
is.
Okay,
we're nearly there. I want to see this ticket.
We are. I'll put these in.
Just putting in those details as well. What's that called, Andy, did you say?
It's the road fund license.
Okay. You're reading that off the tax disc on the windscreen?
Yes, it's the series of numbers which identify the registered owner of the vehicle.
Once you've started this process, is there no going back?
No, this at the minute, this is all within the observation period.
Okay.
Yeah, as I say,
that'll count down.
And then...
There it comes.
You press the button. And
it's on its way. And where are those little plastic banks that you put them in to stick them on the windscreen?
Right, so as it's print now, so these are the penalty charge notice bags.
Those are the dreaded yellow page.
This is what people dread to see.
There it is.
As I say, we insert the penalty charge notice clearly on the front.
Yeah.
And we'll date that.
Just put it in. So the ticket, there it is. We're in trouble now, folks. And then how does that stick onto the windscreen, Andy?
There's three strips on the back that you peel off,
and
they adhere, they stick to the windscreen. You always put it on the driver's side window, so they're alerted to the fact they have a ticket.
Okay.
You put it on the passenger side, they could be halfway down the main road and it could be flying off and they're unaware they've actually been issued.
On the driver's window, okay. Is that well and truly stuck on? No, it's not going to blow off, is it?
It would be.
Oh, the number of times I've done this. Come back to my car and there's a ticket.
Dean working with you, email dean@citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9.